Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a fine guest co-host with me. He's sticking around for the second hour of this program. His name's Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Jim and I are extremely pleased to be joined this half hour by Sean Fetteplace with the Main Street Alliance, as well as Mitch Prejbanu. Mitch is a small business owner. He owns one of the places that it has been on my list to get to up my jewelry game. I am so excited to come into Paul's Jewelers in West Dallas, just a hop, skip, and a jump from my home, and check out the amazing things that Mitch has got in his store. They're here to talk about the impacts of tariffs on small businesses. Sean, let's start with you. I've been talking about this a lot because what I have observed is the following. Businesses like Apple, big, huge mega corporations, are able to effectively curry favor with, either by explicit payoff or other bending of the knee, are able to create exemptions to some of the tariff policies in ways that small business owners simply are not. Secondly, as an economist, when I think about the impact of tariffs, even if it was a cogent, sustained policy of tariffs on a small business owner, the margins are smaller. There are less options for suppliers because small business owners don't have the bargaining power that, say, a Walmart does. And so small businesses in any rising tariff environment will always, always be at a competitive disadvantage to mega businesses. Sean, are these real concerns? What else should people know about the vulnerability, the unique vulnerability of smaller businesses? And folks, we're not talking about businesses that are clearing 30, 40, 50 mil in gross. We're talking about smaller businesses like Mr. Prejbanu's of Paul's Jeweler in West Dallas. Are we getting the basic economics of what's going on here and the vulnerabilities of small businesses right? Tell us more.
Yeah, so I would say, first off, thanks for having us on. Second, that's true. The margins that many small businesses have are in the single digits. In fact, the majority are. And if you look at the, you know, obviously on the China tariffs, you had 145%. They ratcheted that back down. But you have still, you know, the business model, basically, folks have a couple of months in some cases, to have this change. And if not, they're going to go out of business. And there are millions of businesses that are on precipice across the country. 30% is still very high. And by the way, tariffs are stackable, and there's still tariffs left from the first Trump administration. And so in many cases, the actual tariff rate, even at the quote reduced rate, is closer to 50%. In many cases. And so it's being undersold by, I think, frankly, the media hasn't covered this particularly well, but so having our elected officials bringing that up. So it really, for a lot of folks I'm hearing from, it's not a matter of if, but when they would have to wait, they would fail unless these tariffs come off in the next few months.
Mr. Prejbanu, let me turn to you again. We've got Mitch Prejbanu with Sean, Jim Santel, and myself this afternoon. He's the owner of Paul's Jewelers in West Dallas. How have, as a small business owner to date, has this impacted your business?
Yes, it has. In a couple of different ways. Before the tariffs were ever announced, I was negotiating with a company in China to get new displays for my store. And the order was already ready to go. I had gotten the sample. And then all of a sudden, the 145% tariff was announced. So that was off the table, even though the company wasn't passing it on to us altogether. But it just made it a lot more expensive. And in the first place, these, you know, the companies overseas, they have a competitive advantage to the companies here that they have stopped making jewelry displays and boxes. So I'm a free trader. You know, I have a degree in economics. So just let them compete, you know, equal footing across the board. That's my take on it. Sean, on the other hand, we also manufactured jewelry right here in West Dallas in our shop. So it kind of works to our advantage, you know, because we can tell people that we make it here, we're not affected by the tariffs, but we really are. All the materials that we buy, everybody's affected by it, you know, including the steel and aluminum. You know, there's no way around not being affected by it.
Mitch, Sean, this is Jim. Thanks so much for being on Maggie's show today. I want to follow up on a point that you made just a moment or so, Sean, which is this notion of the precipice, the vulnerability. You talked about the fact that, and I think about industries that again, large ones and small ones, small businesses. You think about shops down the street and in your locality, and almost overnight, they're sometimes gone. And you think, how is that possible? And I think you put your finger on it when you said that in a couple of months, things can change so dramatically that can bring a small business to its end. Tell us more about that and the dynamics on that particular economic issue, this notion that you're vulnerable, and it's not just moving things over the period of years and years changing economic principles. It's things that have an impact literally weeks after decisions are made. Tell us more about that, Sean or Mitch.
If I can, Sean, let me just specify this. Specifically, the volatility in the Trump tariff terror, meaning it's on again, it's on one day, it's off one day. The levels are changing. They added the 50% steel tariffs over the weekend. We had these across the board tariffs, and the layering, the stacking of these different types of tariffs. The fact that from one day to the next, a small business owner might not know how much their inputs cost to create their finished product. How disruptive is this for small business owners, Sean?
It's incredibly disruptive. And the thing that's important to know is that it takes time for product to get from whether it's China or Europe, wherever, to the US. And you pay the tariff at the point of entry. And so not knowing what the tariff rate is going to be is incredibly, makes it impossible to make decisions. And so as a result of that, you have folks that are making risky bets. For example, Beth Beneke, who's a member in Minnesota, she had to, as soon as the reduction happened, she immediately hit send on having stuff get over here. Just because the administration says this is a 90-day pause, I mean, we all know, I really don't want to use the taco phrase, the Trump always chickens out thing, because I think it just antagonizes him and I want him to change behavior on this. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And so that makes it very difficult. I would say to your point, as far as the capital inflows, a lot of business owners, I mean, they take out, in some cases, that you have to take out loans for your business, and many guarantee it against their homes, because that's their largest asset. And so you have a lot of folks where if they're not able to be profitable and over time they spend down their assets and their capital, they're at risk of not only losing their business, but also potentially losing their home. And many of these folks are of the age where they have kids, right? So that's, I think, really what we're talking about here, is that you can have a successful, profitable business and make it an okay and good life for yourself. But if all of a sudden your costs get jacked up by 30 or 50%, it makes it very difficult.
Mitch, let me ask you a question. Jewelry, a luxury good. This is not the first expenditure out of a household budget. It's what people do with disposable income. And so businesses that rely on American and, in our case, Wisconsin consumers having meaningful disposable income to buy goods that are not essential. It's not housing. It's not medical care. It's not transportation. It's not education, those sorts of things. Have you seen customer behavior change at all? What are you hearing from the folks that come into your store about their confidence level in the U.S. economy? West Dallas, I think, is a great place, and a business in West Dallas, a great place to ask this question, because you got conservatives, you got Democrats, you got folks that don't care one whit about politics as long as their groceries get cheaper and life gets better for them. What are you hearing from your customers, Mitch?
Exactly. We had a retirement sale for the previous owner. We just finished it. It went on the whole month of May, and we didn't hit the numbers that we were expecting. We advertised, we did all the right things. We hired a company and people just weren't coming in. You know, some of them called and they say, hey, I wish I could come, but they just couldn't come in because it is, you know, disposable income and they're just not buying new pieces of jewelry. So they opt to repair their old ones. So, or they come and they sell us the jewelry because,
yes,
you know, tariffs are inflationary. So the price of gold has skyrocketed. You know, we'll take that piece of jewelry and, you know, we'll either turn it into something new or, you know, we give them credit for them. So that's how they get by. That's how we get by as well.
Mitch, let me ask you a question, because I think looking at small business owners like yourself and your year-over-year comparisons, you just told us you ran a huge promotion, you had advertising, you wanted to drive customers into your store, and you saw actually a decrease in the foot traffic. It wasn't what you thought it was going to be. You did all this, and it's not creating customer engagement and excitement. I'm hearing from, on the text line, I'm hearing from one of my favorite conservative texters, saying things are just fine. Core inflation is down. People don't like Democrats. The stock market's doing just fine. Mitch, even accepting that everything that the band just said on the text line is true, which it's not,
yeah,
is it your experience that customers and the regular folks that come into your store feel confident about the economy and where it's going right now?
No, they don't. It's the uncertainty of what's coming. Nobody knows. I don't think Trump and his administration know where this is going, you know, because it's just made up stuff. They, you know, whatever they feel like that morning. So, no confidence.
So, Conservative Bob on the text line. That's not me talking. That's small business owner Mitch Prejbanu, who owns Paul's Jeweler here in West Dallas, a community with a very diverse political demographic there. People do not feel confident about this economy. I think the most generous thing you could possibly say here is people didn't feel very confident about the economy as Joe Biden was finishing his presidency. They don't feel any more confident now than they did then. That means regular Americans are afraid for their future. We're going to talk more with Sean Fettelplace of the Main Street Alliance, as well as Mitch Prejbanu, small business owner in West Dallas, about what this means for your family and small businesses across the state of Wisconsin as Trump's tariff terror, as tipsy-turvy as it is, continues as we continue this fine discussion right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You got a question or comment? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.